Hey everyone, welcome to Behind the Mic Podcast, where we share the hopeful stories of remarkable individuals. Today, get ready for an extraordinary journey as we sit down with the inspiring Kate Marcheski. At just 23 years old, Kate wears multiple hats. She's a compassionate nurse and a talented musician. But her story doesn't end there. She recently released a heart-touching song entitled Life is a Gift. It was a tribute to her beloved sister, Jane Marcheski, better known to the world as Nightbird. You may remember Jane as the unforgettable voice who captured hearts and earned the golden buzzer on America's Got Talent with her soul-stirring performance of It's Okay. Well, today, Kate opens up about the profound inspiration behind her music, the legacy of her sister Jane, and her own aspirations for the future. So get ready to be moved and inspired. This is a conversation you don't want to miss. Without further ado, let's step into the world of faith, hope, and the power of music with Kate Marcheski. All right, well, with us today, we have Kate Marcheski, and although you may not know that name, you may know her sister. Kate, thank you for joining us today, and just to start off, could you tell us a little bit about your journey into music and what inspired you to pursue, not really a career path, we talked a little bit before, you're just open to where God wants you, but can you tell us what inspired you to go into music?
Yeah, definitely. So our whole family is very musically gifted. My mom was a music teacher when she was younger. My dad sings. He was like in the high school band when he was in high school. So all of us kids inherited that as well. So when I was, I think around 8 years old, I started into vocal lessons and violin lessons. And violin was my first instrument. And I played that all the way through high school. I was classically trained.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's really fun. I don't do quite as much with it now, but I still keep it as a hobby. And then when I was in high school, I actually started leading worship on the worship team at my church. And then I picked up the piano along the way. I think I took like maybe a year's worth of lessons on the piano to have a foundation. And then, yeah, so I primarily lead worship at my church. And then when I was in college, I started writing my own songs. And so, yeah, I've been writing a lot more, and it's something that I use kind of as a hobby. I really love and enjoy writing and sharing with people. But we'll see where it goes in the future.
Yeah.
I'm still at the beginning of my journey with that. So.
Yeah, and we talked earlier, and I love the fact that you said you don't really have plans, you're just following where the Lord leads, and I think that's such a great place to be, because you can't go wrong if you're following God's path, and so, yeah, great for you. I reached out to you because I heard your sister's story, and for those that don't know, your sister Jane, or Nightbird, she captured the hearts of millions of people with her incredible talent, her incredible story. This morning, I rewatched that video from her performance on America's Got Talent. That video has over 69.5 million views. That is amazing. But I remember watching that live. I didn't know her. She was just another contestant on the show. Wow. And she instantly, like she did for millions, she instantly captured my attention with her story, her amazing voice. How did she influence your musical journey to this point, and also your approach to life? I think her story captured, as much as her voice was so beautiful, I think her story really captured the attention of the world.
Yeah. Whew. Well, like I said, we all grew up very music, like just immersed in music growing up. And then when she was in her mid-20s, she moved to Nashville to pursue a music career. And so just like getting to watch how she interacted with the music industry and how she just kind of like took it by force. You know, the music industry is something that can be really scary and intimidating if you don't understand it. And so watching how she just like jumped right into that. When she was in college, she put out a little album that it's still on YouTube. It's or not YouTube. It's on like iTunes and Spotify. You can look it up under Jane Marcheski. So yeah, just seeing the way that she really just jumped into that, into the music, like she really went after what she wanted, and she wasn't afraid or intimidated of other artists in the space, and I think that was really inspiring to me as far as the music part goes. As far as the way that I live my life, so Jane was 10, is she's 10 years older than me,
Okay.
so that's quite a bit of difference. And being like the younger sister, I always looked up to her,
Sure.
and she just like, as you can tell just from watching her audition, she took life by the horns, and she was not going to give up on what she wanted ever.
If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all right. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all right. Oh, it's all right to be lost sometimes.
Wow.
Me, I'm more of a laid back kind of a person. I'm not timid, but just kind of more laid back. And so if she would ever notice that I wasn't kind of chasing what I wanted, she would step in and she'd be like, "Caitlin, like, just go do this thing, like, go do it. You want this to happen? Like, go make it happen." You know,
Yeah.
she was this just very, very spunky and large personality. Think she taught me not to be afraid of pursuing my dreams. And even if I feel small in a space, that doesn't mean I am small.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just she taught me a lot of things.
Yeah, that's really great. And I think that's that came across on that audition that she did. One of the things I recognized while she was out there, and I think we all do when we're watching those reality shows, especially when you're on stage in front of thousands of people, and then knowing that you're being broadcast to potentially millions, you wouldn't have known that. Watching Jane that night, she just acted like she was just in a small room talking to a few people. And yeah, personality came through, and her love for the Lord. I didn't know at the time, but I had a sense that she was a Christ follower, and that was really resonating with me, even as she sang that song, "It's Okay." A couple of things that she said, and I wrote them down, that just really helped me to like, I got to find more out about this girl. She said, "It's important that everyone knows I'm so much more than the bad things that happened to me." Man, you don't have to say, you don't have to preach to people to take that quote and be inspired by it. That says a lot about how she lived her life. Another quote she said after she sang was, "You can't wait until life is not hard anymore before you decide to be happy." And I think those two quotes from that one audition just really stuck with me. And so, and I see that in you. We talked before, and you're vibrant. You do feel like, you maybe you're more laid back, but you still take life by the horns and say, I want the most of what God has for me. And that's inspiring. You also have a song that came out, I believe it was on Jane's birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we released on December 29th.
Yeah. And
Yeah,
that's,
which is Jane's birthday. Yeah.
yeah. And that song is called "Life is a Gift." Such a profound and poignant title for a song, especially given the circumstances surrounding your family and Jane's legacy. Tell us how that song came about. And the inspiration behind that.
Yeah. So after Jane died, my family asked me if I wanted to speak at her memorial service. And you know, after a loss like that, I was still trying to process everything. I was trying to understand, and I was having a really hard time putting my feelings into words, and I thought, there is no way I'm gonna get up and speak in front of a bunch of people. So I said, well, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to ask the Lord if he'll give me a song instead. And so the next morning, and this is amazing, the next morning I sat down at the piano and the entire song just came to me in like an hour. Like,
wow.
It's the easiest song I've ever written.
Yeah.
And I believe the Lord did that for a few reasons. One, to help me process through my grief. It was really the Lord's way of helping me verbalize everything I was feeling. And it's also helping a lot of other people.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people tell me that I needed to release it so that they could listen to it, you know, after I played it. And, it was just a really, really beautiful gift from the Lord, that song was. And as far as the title goes, and you know, it's the theme throughout the whole song, life is a gift. It's the idea that nothing is really promised to us. Like, nothing material is really promised to us.
Yeah.
You know, if you become a Christian, we are promised that we will have everlasting life and we'll have joy and peace, but we're not really promised anything else.
Amen.
And the fact that we have life, and the fact that I had Jane, you know, for 21 years of my life, is an incredible gift.
Yeah.
And it's really sad that she's gone, because I miss her. But the time that she was here was really, really beautiful. And obviously not just for me and my family, but for 69 million other people that have watched it on YouTube. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's the heart of the song.
So how do you hope that the message of the song will resonate with your audience, especially those who maybe right now are in the middle of hardships?
I just want people to have hope. I think we walk through really difficult circumstances.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah.
Even things that we don't talk about. And I think it's really easy to compare circumstances, which we shouldn't do. But we've all walked through something tragic and heartbreaking. We have to learn how to see the good in that situation. And we have to learn how to see, like, that it's shaping us into who we are. And that God has a really good plan through that circumstance. And, yeah, I just really want people to be able to take hope away from that song.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you said earlier, you know, that we're not promised anything other than eternal life and that God will be with us through it all. I've been struggling lately with how I think church in general or Christians are perceived in our society, because I don't think it's correct. And I think part of that is our problem as believers, is that maybe sometimes we come across like, you know, life is perfect, and you said it well. We all struggle. Every single day we have struggles and challenges. And I think if we can be more transparent as the body of Christ and say, look, you know, we're not promised anything. You know, the health, wealth, and prosperity teaching, I don't care for that, because that's not what I see in Scripture. Jesus had no place to lay his head at night. And I think that he was really the example through the Gospels of how we're supposed to live our lives. And the disciples certainly didn't have everything. They lived pretty meager lives as well. So I really appreciate what you're saying there. And I do. I just, it's kind of like, it's okay. Your song really does speak to that hope. And so if you haven't heard it, go to Spotify, go to Apple Music, wherever you listen, and look for Kate's song, and I guarantee you, you will be inspired, and it will give you hope. So transitioning from being the sister of a public figure to stepping into your own spotlight as the Lord sees fit, it can be challenging. How have you navigated that transition, and what lessons have you learned along the way? You know, Jane's not here anymore, but you still have that that like covering. I got to know you through your social media because of Jane, and I think a lot of people feel that way. So what lessons have you learned, and how do you navigate that right now?
I think this is a lesson that I'm still learning. And I'm sure there will be more to learn as I proceed through this journey. The biggest thing is it's really important to keep my eyes on Jesus. Because like as more opportunities come and as more people get to know me, there are going to be more decisions for me to make. Which way do I, you know, where am I going to direct my life? Which, yeah. You know, am I going to pursue music or am I going to pursue my career? You know? And so it's really important just to keep my eyes on Jesus and to remember that his plan and his purpose is ultimately going to be the best. And also just to stay really down to earth and remember that, like, just because people, like, and this is something, like, when millions of people knew who Jane was, but that didn't change who Jane was, right? Like, yeah. She's just a person.
Yeah.
And I'm just a person. And think of whoever, whatever famous person you're thinking of, like, they're just a person, right? Made in the image of God, loved by the Lord, like, with a need to be saved, just like all of us.
Yeah.
It's important to just stay really down to earth. Like, we're just people. We're all just living lives, and God has different ways he's going to direct those lives.
Yeah, beautifully said. Very well said. Looking ahead, we talked before, and you tell us a little bit. We should have started with this. Tell us a little bit about Kate, what you do, you know, kind of where you're at right now in life aside from the music.
So I'm 23. I still currently live at home with my parents. I'm saving a lot of money doing that. So
that's right.
Love that.
Yeah.
I'm a registered nurse at my local hospital, which I really, really love. I've been doing that for about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And I'm really involved in my church community. I serve on the worship team. I help out with the youth group. And I just really love people, and I love community, and I love spending time with my friends. Oh, and I have a dog. I love my dog. She's a big German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a Doberman.
Oh.
Not in here
right
now.
Do you have a Doberman?
Yeah, I have a Doberman.
Oh.
We had two, and one passed away, but we've still got one. That,
oh.
Yeah. It's always nice to have that companionship, right?
It is. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a big heart for missions, so I go on a couple of short-term mission trips every year. When I was in college, I worked for a organization called Praying Pelican Missions. So every summer I would help lead short-term mission trips across the country. So
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, missions gives you a different perspective, especially as an American, a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I remember our first, and really pretty much any time I go, I come back almost feeling guilty, like how blessed I am. And I think that, boy, that would really benefit a lot of people who haven't gone on mission trips to do that. So great for you. That's awesome. Love that you're involved in your youth group, worship team. So I guess my last question is, looking ahead, what are your hopes and your aspirations for your music career? You have such a unique voice, and really your message for the world of hope. Boy, we are lacking hope in our world today.
We are.
We see people reaching out in all kinds of ways to try to find something to fill that void in their lives that only Christ can fill. So where are you headed in your journey right now? Kate in Ohio, looking forward, what does that look like for you?
It's a great question, because I think it's something I'm still trying to figure out myself. As far as writing and releasing, I don't have any projects currently that I'm working on, but I plan to in the next few months. So I'll definitely be putting out more music this year.
Good.
So for anyone who's interested, that'll be happening this year.
Good.
Yeah, like I said, it's just walking through the doors that God opens for me. I really enjoy writing. It's a really, really, really good outlet, and I love to sing. And after releasing my first song, I have come to learn that I also love sharing those songs with people.
Yeah.
And people really resonate with them. I think one thing that I struggled with was thinking that what I had to say wouldn't be very significant to other people. Like, it was very significant to me, obviously, and with the Lord, but I didn't think that it would be super significant to others, and I have been proven wrong since then.
Yeah.
So, it's just learning, like, the Lord has given me a gift to write and to share and to help people relate to certain life situations through my music,
yeah.
And I would love to do that more. I would love to be able to do that more.
Well, I will be watching, and I know a lot of our listeners and viewers will be doing the same, especially when they hear that song that is now available. And I guess, being 23, I would love for you maybe to speak to that age group. Like I said, there's not a lot of hope in our world today, and we're seeing all kinds of people chasing all kinds of things. What inspiration would you have for your generation to say, you know, we're seeing people your age exiting the church, deconstructing their faith, turning to all sorts of things that we know are not going to fill them. Do you have any advice for them if someone's listening right now and says, I just don't know where I'm at or what I believe or even who I am? Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, I think that we see a lot of deconstruction and exiting the church. And I think we see a lot of that in my age group because people grow up in the church putting their hope into what the church is going to do for them, as opposed to putting their hope into Jesus and the relationship that that will bring. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, so we have to, if I could somehow change all of their mindset, everyone who's struggling with their faith, who maybe grew up in the church, it would be just to, like, just sit with Jesus and to put your eyes on Jesus, because he's the reason we're here. He's the reason we have Christianity. He's the reason we go to church.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we don't go to church because it's the right thing to do, or we don't go to church because our parents are going to be mad at us if we don't, or, you know, those are all the wrong reasons.
That's
to
right.
Do it.
Yeah.
Cause it's not about doing the right thing. It's about being with Jesus. Is Jesus pleased?
Yeah.
You know? And so everything just comes back to the heart of Jesus. Honestly, everything.
Yeah. Living your life for him. Sometimes I think to the world, doesn't look fun. It doesn't look, but man, is it ever fulfilling? I mean, I don't want to be anywhere else than right where Jesus wants me, because I find peace and comfort in him regardless of the situation. So, Kate, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate your time. I hope that you'll come back sometime and share more. We will be watching for music. And in the meantime, we pray that God would bless your role in the hospital, as you serve others and those who need your care. And I want to thank you and your family just for being transparent, and allowing, you know, just sharing Jane's story and, helping us to be inspired, by her message of hope. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on. I love talking to you today.